With me is Mick Kingham. He's a local grazier. He's also with Meat and Livestock Australia. Do you think we've seen the peak then when it comes to prices?
I'd like to think not. Hopefully there'll be some more enthusiasm as maybe supplies sort of get a bit tighter, sort of more in the middle of the year. If the dollar comes back, I think we potentially could see some improvement or some stabilisation in prime prices, and hopefully the store prices can hold up as well if there's continued live export activity.
Yeah, talking to people, that did seem to be one of the big obstacles, was the dollar. How much further does that need to come back to, I guess, to put more smiles on people's faces out this way?
Well, I'm not an economist, so I can't really predict, and they often don't get it right anyway, but I think if it comes back towards 70 cents, there'll be certainly probably a bit more competition on export-type cattle.
Jeff, you've got an interesting story. You're a cane grower, but you do a few cattle on the side.
Yeah, our family's been in cattle forever, but we're mainly cane growers now, and, yeah, this really is a very good hobby at the moment.
Most people are saying that this year has been very good in terms of rain compared to previous years. Has that been your experience as well?
Well, we got more rain in the first month and a half than we got all last year, so it's got to be a damn good start.
Excuse me, fella. You own a property somewhere?
Yeah, I just live out Reed River at Cardington, yeah.
And how's your year been this year?
It was a hard year late last year, and then, we got little showers all the way through, which kept us from everything dying, but then we had to wait till sort of March. We got good rain in March and the grass has grown, but it's a bit thin looking.
So are you restocking at the moment?
A little bit, I suppose. That's right, yeah. I did sell a lot of cattle last year, got good prices for it, and yeah, some of the cattle we're buying now are quite a bit cheaper, and just looking for something to get there, eat grass that has grown, yeah.
What do you think conditions have been like generally this year? They been a bit better?
Yes, definitely. The prices are very strong, which is good, keeps everyone happy.
Are there mostly restockers around at the moment, or other people buying?
Bit of everything. Restockers, a few people taking cattle into the south. Yeah, bit of everything. Meatworks, obviously, very strong competition from them.
Mick Kingham, I'm getting the impression that conditions generally are good, and people, they might say it's not as good as it could be, but certainly better than previous years. Is that sort of reflected in what you're seeing?
In isolated pockets, there's certainly areas that have missed out on rain, and some areas have done a lot better than others, but I know, yeah, certainly out in some of that long-reach country, it's really dry still, and I sympathise with some of those people. But in certain pockets here, even though it's a light season, the quality of the feed is very good, and cattle have done exceptionally well accordingly. But it'd be nice to see one more rain event before the season did close out. But certainly at the moment, even though it's a light season, it's good quality feed.
What was mostly happening here? I had the feeling that it was mostly people sort of restocking. Would that be true?
Yeah, certainly there's improved quality conditions on cattle today, probably showing the effect of improved seasonal conditions in the isolated pockets. Obviously, a lot of areas are still pretty limited for feed. But there was generally a few restockers that are probably active in the market and have been for the last few months. Had a few isolated storms and a bit extra feed. Probably some selected lines were back a bit today, so they saw an opportunity to jump in and probably buy them at reduced rates the last few sales.
What about prices generally? Are they beginning to tail off?
I think we've seen certainly come back in the last couple of weeks. Obviously, live export rates have dropped significantly. Wellards have dropped to $2.90 for steers today, so that's back 55 cents on a couple of weeks ago. And that was probably impacted in some of the bigger store cattle market today. Certainly prime cattle have come back a bit. That's probably associated with the dollar. And all the meatworks are saying how they're losing money at the moment. So I think that's all come back in line with those observations.